Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Wayne, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. How you doing?
Very, very well. So Wayne says it's time to certainly start thinking about planting for the spring, and we're going to talk about some things that that might go in the ground quite soon. But you say you're getting a lot of seed catalogs, and it's kind of time to start thinking about what seeds you might want to plant.
Yeah. There's the seed catalogs are coming out. The retailers in town have their seed displays all out. I've noticed onions and potatoes in bulk down there. So yes, it's time to really think about that. I actually found that the seed, if you buy them locally at the store, you know, the farm and feed or the ranch store, you know, almost be cheaper than the catalogs. But the catalogs will give you an idea of what you would like to put in the ground.
Ah, so you may have a note here that you say it's pretty close to time to plant onions, peas, and potatoes.
That is correct. That is correct. In fact, I know of a lot of people that already have their onions in.
Mm-hmm.
I said the ground's a little wet right now where I'm at to do anything like that, but give it a little bit of time. If you haven't got those in yet, you can plant them, and then potatoes are just around the corner also.
What would be, I don't know, the cutoff date or the first day, let us say, that you could start reasonably, and then the sort of the deadline for those?
A lot of these things you don't want to plant too late.
Right.
Because the summer heat will keep them from growing properly, and if you get them in too early, And they're not frost tolerant, they're gone. Onions, on the other hand, they're kind of frost tolerant, and peas will hold up under a light frost, and so will potatoes. It'll damage some of the leaves, but it actually won't damage the plant. Mm-hmm. Onions are, you know, you're looking at any between now and the middle or late February to get those in the ground.
Okay.
Potatoes are let's see. Yeah, about the same thing. 1st of February, 15th of February is about their planting dates.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. So as you say, if you're thinking about a garden, you want to take space into consideration. That's one of the first considerations that you should think of.
Yeah. if you're just putting in a small garden, little one, you know, beans and herbs. Herbs are really good. The flowers are the same way. You know, you don't want to get things that are so big that they overpower everything else. Obviously, if you only have a small backyard, you might be a little limited on planting watermelons because those things sprawl out all over the place.
Right.
Sometimes sometimes sweet potatoes do too, although you don't want to try. I've had terrible luck with sweet potatoes. So.
Yeah, you've got a story you want to tell about that. We're going to come to that here in a minute. We're talking with Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. Go ahead and tell your sweet potato story.
Well, my wife likes sweet potatoes. I'm not real happy about them. But and, of course, that's one of the things you want to consider is you're going to plant what you like to eat.
Yeah.
You know, for my sweet wife, I went ahead and planted a couple of hills of sweet potatoes, quite a few, actually. And boy, I'll tell you what, I fertilized them, I mulched them, I did all kinds of things to them. I sang to them in the middle of the night. And when it came out, I had a couple little things that, they weren't very big.
They weren't suitable.
No. The Blacklands are just... not suitable for planting sweet potatoes.
I have heard that the sandy soil is what you want.
Right, you want a really loose, loamy, sandy soil.
So further east. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good advice, Wayne.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's going to vary the type of soil. In fact, half a mile up the road from me, we've got a guy that can plant them all year and grow beautiful ones. He's got beautiful soil up there, but it changes from one spot to the other.
Wow.
Make sure you put in the ground what you like to eat there. That's the big thing.
Good. There's the we're kind of running out of time here, but there's the North Texas Planting Guide from Texas A&M. That's a good thing online for people to check. And you recommend a soil test. How difficult is it to have a soil test done?
Not really.
Not at all.
You get a soil test bag from. Either one of your local master gardeners, or you can get one from the extension office. And there's instructions on the bag and also online. And for a couple of dollars, for the life of me, I cannot remember exactly what it is, but it's less than 20. Excuse me. And you back it up, pack it up, and send it off to the TANU soil lab, and they'll send you a full analysis of what your soil looks like. If you go online, you can find a form to fill out there, and they have the the procedure about how to do it. But it essentially just means you dig up a couple of spots in your garden and take a general sample of the soil in the entire garden.
So if you did a search for Texas A&M Soil Lab, you'd probably find that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be there.
All right. Well, good. All right, then. So we're still a little bit away from putting most things in the ground, with the exception maybe of onions and potatoes. So so we'll check back with you soon. But in the meantime, be checking those seeds out at the garden center and elsewhere.
Yeah, like you warned you, get there early. There's been a tremendous interest in gardening this year. In fact, one of the major growers has cut off selling to consumers. They only sell to commercial, except for 2 days a week.
Wow.
Just because of the demand.
Interesting.
So the COVID has come and taught everybody that they need to take care of themselves, I guess.
Interesting. Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again.
Okay, John, talk to you again next month.
Yeah, Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.